It's time for West Texas Roots. As summer winds down, so does a small town tradition in Albany. The Fandangle is more than a musical spectacular about Albany and Shackelford County. It is a celebration of heritage and community pride. Riley Scott shares her story of how the Fandangle connects neighbors through history and storytelling.
Fandangle is the oldest outdoor musical in Texas. The entire Albany community and even some Moran community members put on this musical every June for the last two weekends in June, like voluntarily. So no one really gets paid for it besides like your Fandangle staff. We basically tell the story of how Albany came to be. So think back like cowboys, Indians, the story of Fort Griffin, and then the story of Albany. So it ends. You've got like musical numbers, dancing. We have like can-can dances and the Beehive. Okay, so the first Beehive saloon was in Albany, and then now we have one in Abilene, and because of Ali and his brother, but it tells the whole story of that. Fort Griffin General Merchandise was the old Beehive in Albany. But that one was first, Abilene was second, and now Abilene's the only one remaining. So think about it, if you're traveling for the Fandangle and then you see the Beehive Saloon, you can go get a drink at the Beehive, and it's a musical number and a song in the Fandangle. I mean, that's just not there anymore, which is kind of sad, but you know. And then a different steakhouse opened up there called Good Nights, which is good, it's just not the Beehive.
I was a freshman in high school, so I was 14. That's just because I moved to Albany when I was a freshman. And so, like high school ages, we did partner dances. But there's like little babies. So you have the tiniest kids that run around dressed like Indians or holding plants and like swaying in the wind, all the way up to your old timers, like old folks. So there's a whole wide range of ages. We present it in an outdoor prairie theater. So it's outdoors. It's got a little like theater seating, and then you have a grassy lawn area. But yeah, everyone of all ages does it. But when I moved there, my mom is actually from Albany, so she did it as a kid, so of course we did it as kids, me and my sister. My mom and dad did it as well. But yeah. Oh, Huppy High, that's the dance. Okay, there was this dance that your high school kids did called Huppy High, and so you had a partner, and it was a whole partner dance, and everyone was clapping around, and that was part of it. But I was 14 when I started, and then did it for 4 years till I graduated. And so when I got older, I got to be a saloon girl, which is super fun, learning the can-can. So they had a scene representing the old Beehive, like in the Fort Griffin days. And so you had the can-can music playing, and then you were dressed with a saloon girl, feather in your hair, like stockings on, garter, and that was super fun. But it truly is just a volunteer effort. My great-grandpa was part of the very, very first Fandangle. So Robert Nail wrote the Fandangle, and so my great-grandpa was kind of in his class at Albany, and they first did it on the football field in Albany, and then kind of graduated to the Prairie Theater once it was built. There's a whole collection of old either skits or songs that Robert Nail had made, and even some other people had written to perform at the Fandangle for over years. So her job as a director, she typically plans how the entire play is gonna go, the musical goes, and then she just kind of see who shows up to volunteer to put on the show for the year, and then directs certain skits and songs. There's a snake skit that typically always makes it, or Puppy High, but if there's not enough high schoolers, then that's cut out. So she changes up the skits every year. So it's not the same show or the same musical each year, which is kind of unique.
But yeah, that's cool.
Just depends on what talent, what local talent she has. Yeah. Last two weekends in June. Gotcha. So they do something called a Fandangle sampler. I think they still do it. They go out to LBJ and perform a little sampler, and then the true show is June.
We recorded Riley's story in Abilene.